It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
All right. We got to the other gym just as they're getting ready to start match number two here for our Lady Indians against Bishop Lures. And first serve done, and we smash one off of their block and out of bounds. And we are leading 1-0. We are the visitors on the scoreboard. And so right now we lead 1-0. Callie Wendell will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. I'm off to the side, so I'm going to have a little trouble reading the numbers of the Bishop Lures players. And Callie's serve, and played not very well by Abigail Kirikoff, and more or less down to the floor. 2-0 lead for the Indians, and Callie goes back to serve again. And received by them, big smash, blocked by our Indians, back on their side. A big hard hit, and they hit the back corner and down on our side, and it's 2-1 in favor of the Indians, and Abigail Kirikoff will go back to serve for the Bishop Lures. I believe they are Knights, yes. And so it comes to our front row, and a little too far, they put it down on our side, and Kirikoff will go back to serve again, tied at two. Bishop Lures lost to the Crestview Knights in the first game in the other gym, and we set up for, that was Sage Leufold, and she pounds one down off of one of their players and back to the wall. And Indians retake the lead, 3-2. And it will be Kayla to go back to serve for our Indians. Kayla Heitkamp with the serve, played, and just tipped across. Callie with a great save. And Tegan with a hit, and it rolls down the net, clear almost the full length of the net, and then dropped down on our side. So it's 3-3, and Addie Shank will go back to serve for the Lady Knights from Fort Wayne. And that's played by Callie. Kayla sets it up for Kennedy, and she smashes one down off of the back row and straight over toward us. And Indians retake the lead again, 4-3. And Tegan will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. Tegan with the serve, that rocket serve. They play it, and they're going to big smash, but they're about 3 feet out of bounds, and it is 5-3 Indians over the Bishop Lures Lady Knights. And Tegan will serve again, 5-3. That's a serve played by them over near us. And they get it back across on the third hit. And a big hit by, I believe that was Sage again. And she puts it down off of their defender and into the stands, and it's 6-3 Indians. Tegan will serve again. Now it's that rocket serve that didn't get across the net, but she got three pretty good ones out of it, so Indians lead 6-4 now, and it'll be number 12 Reese Rodehamel back to serve for the Lady Knights, and played by Tegan. Kayla sets it up for Sage. A big, big smash off of their defender. And it is 7-4 lead. Got the side out. Got what we wanted. And it's going to be Kenzie Garkey back to serve for our Lady Indians. And played by the Lady Knights. And a long hit was clear back in that corner right by the official. She had to step out of the way so it could land right where. So it was out long and out on the side, but both by about 6 inches. So it's 8-4 now. And Kinsey will serve again for our Lady Indians. That one's a bloop, and they cannot handle it. They were not ready for that little bloop serve, and she did get her hand on it, but it went straight and never got more than a foot off the floor. So 9-4, and Kinsey will serve again. Tough one, but they play it near the net. They tip it over on the second hit. And we'll set it up, and Tegan roll shots across. They'll set it up again, and they just tip it over. And that was number six, Rihanna Wallace, tipped it over our blockers. And it's 9-5. And number eight, Grace Parent, will go back to serve for the Bishop Lures Lady Knights. And it's played by Mara. And they didn't have their signals straight. Kayla set it up, and Carly thought that Mara was behind her. So it's 9-6. Mara plays it. And that is blocked. Big smash blocked by the Lady Knights. And it's 9-7. And Parent will go back to serve again. That is serve played by the Indians. Kayla to Kennedy. Big smash, but they play it. It comes all the way over on the receive. And Indians get it back over, and they tip it over our blockers, but we're playing it. And Mara with a big hit, but it's tipped back, and it goes back over to her. She's able to get a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds. So it is Parent again, and it's 9-8. With Parent serving again. And Kayla plays it. Mara plays it. Comes off the backboard, and it'll be to the Knights, and they hit a big hit, and it's played by us. Goes all the way back over. They bring it back to us. We get it back over to them. They hit it to us when we, on our first hit, it goes out of bounds on their side, but off to the side. So it is now tied at 9. And that was played poorly by our receiver. And Grace Parent will go back and serve now with a 10-9 lead. So that's 5 straight points for them, I believe. And Parent, the serves don't seem that terribly tough, but they have scored on 5 straight. So Kayla sets it up for Kennedy. Kennedy bops it across, and it'll be set up for number 6, Rihanna Wallace, with a big smash. Nice hit by her, and it's 11-9, and all the momentum now has shifted over to Bishop Lures. Indians need to break this service, get the side out, and start scoring points. There's another serve. Set up. Kayla sets it up. They're going to call a double hit. Nope. Called her. She was one of them, had their foot under the net. And it's 12-9, and they have scored 7 straight points on us. And we're taking a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in 2 things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Welcome back, and we are in set number 1, 12-9, with the Bishop Lures Lady Knights leading. Indians are leading 9-5. They have scored 7 straight points, and that's played by Kelly, and wasn't played well. It was one of those divers, and she did get it. It did get to the front row, but it was too close to the net, and we couldn't play it. And it's 13-9, and Parent will serve again. That one's played by Indians, and then big set up for Kennedy and a big smash, but goes out of bounds long, 14-9. Man, these are some pretty decent serves, and we've seen these before in the MAC. So here we go. We try to get it over on the second hit. Big hit for Parent off of our defender from the back row. She had a nice smash, and it's 15-9. She's gotten them 10 straight points. There's a serve played by Tegan. Kayla Tegan. And it's in the back corner. And the Indians finally break the serve. And it is 15-10. And now we need to get a number of points. If we get 10, that'll be great. But if we can get 4 or 5, and it's going to be Kennedy Mullenkamp, we need to stop playing from behind today. We've done that all day. So that's played by them. We tried to set it up to the front row, but it got it across the net to us. And Mara puts it down. And it's, 15-11. And Kennedy will serve again. And that is played by the Knights. They're setting it up for the left side. And saved by Callie. And it's over to the Lady Knights. They roll shot it over. Callie to Kennedy to Carly. Big smash. That was a great smash by Carly off of Bailey, Parent, and they couldn't get it up where the front line could play it. So it's 15-12, and Kennedy has gotten us a couple of points here. And up to, they thought they were going to their front row, got it across to us, and it was, I thought it was out of bounds. They hit it back, and it dropped on our side, but I thought that was about a couple inches out of bounds. But it's going to be Kayla Smith going back to serve for the Lady Knights. 16-12 lead for them, left-handed server, and she puts it into the net, 16-13. And that'll put Mara back to serve for our Lady Indians. So we have Carly Kennedy, Paige Guggenbiller, Tegan Fortkamp, Callie, and Mara with a throw-up serve. And that's saved, just a great play by the Lady Knights. Gets it across. We get it back across to them. They tried to set it up to the net and got too far. We tried to play it, and we hit it, and it came right back to us from their defender. And it's 17-13, and number one, Maggie Parent, will go back to serve for Lady Knights. And that's played by Callie. And two desperation hits, and we get it back across. And they cannot get it across. That should have been a pretty easy point for them. We never got control of that, but we did bump it across. And it's now 17-14. Callie will serve again. That is played by the Lady Knights. Big hit, and off our defenders and down on our side, 18-14. And Abigail Kirikov will go back to serve again for the Bishop Lures Lady Knights. 18-14 here in set number one. And that's played by Mara. Kennedy sets it for Tegan. And that's played by the Lady Knights. And they'll roll shot it across. Callie gets it. And Tegan set up by Kennedy. And they're trying desperately to get it across, and it just comes up about too short. That was kind of like Fort Recovery's play before, where we never had control but did finally get it over, but they came up about 2 feet short of getting it across the net. So it's 18-15, and Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. Nice serve, that knuckleball serve. They're setting it up for the left side. Big hit, and it goes out of bounds. That was on number 8, Grace Parent, and it went out of bounds. So it'll be 18-16, and Kayla will serve again. Indians down by 2. Ready for play. Kayla with that serve again, and they play it, and it's going toward the net, and I think that was 4 hits, but they didn't count it that way. So over on the Indian side, Kayla will set it up for Sage, and down on the Lady Knight side, they hit it, and it kind of hung there, and one of the other girls was able to hit it, but she hit the bottom of the net with it. So it is 18-17. Kayla, you can tie it up here. Let's keep this momentum going. See if we can win this set. And that's played. They set it up for, well, kind of, they have to roll shot it in the middle. And we'll set it up for Kennedy on the left side, our right side, and that is blocked by the Lady Knights. So it's 19-17. But the Indians made some headway there. Addie Shank, number 14, will go back to serve for the Bishop Lures Lady Knights. And Callie, Kayla, setting up for Kennedy on the left, and she puts a big hit down on the Lady Knight side, and it's 19-18, although they haven't put it on the scoreboard yet. So I believe that's 19-18. Yep. I'm pretty sure it's 19-18. Scoreboard says 19-17. I could be wrong. And it'll be Tegan serving, and that stays in. It's 19-18. Now it's 19-19. I was right. They had the scoreboard wrong. It went to 18 and then 19. So it's tied at 19. And Tegan, we can keep this momentum rolling. Let's do that. And that is a great serve. They just barely get it. Roll shot it over. And we're struggling to keep it under control. Kennedy will try to get it across and cannot. Man, it just was inches from an ace serve, and they desperation play it, and they come up with a point, 20-19 lead, and it will be number 12, Reese Roadhamel, serving for the Lady Knights. Kayla sets up for Sage, and down off the blockers on the Knights side, and we're tied at 20. We need these points. We lost our first two sets, 25-21, 25-20, at the other gym against Ottawa Glandorf. We're playing Bishop Lures here in the losers bracket, and it will be Garkey serving. They're struggling to get it, but they do. Played by Tegan, set up by Kayla, and Mara with a big hit, but they play it, and they're setting it up for the left side. Big hit, and we cannot play it, and they lead 21-20, and it's going to be Grace Parent going back to serve again. Last time she served, they went from down 9-5 to leading, I believe, 15-9. So we play that one. Kennedy, we need to get it under control. Callie just barely gets it over. They're struggling a little bit. A big hit played by Tegan, Kayla, then over to Tegan. She hits it off of their blockers, and it's 21-21. So Grace Parent that time did not get a whole bunch of points. Thank you very much. Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back, tied at 21 here in set number one. 21-21, and Kennedy will hit it, and it's just out of bounds. So it's 22-21, and for the Lady Knights, it'll be the libero Kayla Smith going back to serve. Last time she put one in the net, but I'm pretty sure she won't do that this time. Left-handed server, and it just hits the top of the net, played by the Indians, and Kennedy will push it across. Call it a double hit, but I don't know what happened there. But so it's 23-21. Indians are going to call a timeout, and we'll take a little break with them.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helva Christian's Church and the elementary middle school.
There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
We're back at Crestview Junior High Gymnasium. We're in set number one, and the Indians are down 23-21. And it is Kayla Smith, the libero, back to serve again. And this one is played by Callie. Kennedy sets it up for the left side for Mara. And it's played by the Lady Knights. And they push it over. We get it up where we can get to it and get it across. They slip it right back. And Mara with a nice hit, but they get it back. And they have a big hit, and it goes into the net. And so the Indians with a little breather there, 23-22. We're down by a point late in the game. And Mara Pearson, why don't we just serve three and get out of this set with a win? She has a nice serve. Decent play by the Lady Knights, and they get it to the front row off our blocker and out of bounds. So they lead 24-22. It will be set point for Maggie Parent. 24-22, the Lady Knights lead. And Kennedy sets up for Tegan. They tip it back across, and they're saying that one of the Knights stepped under the net. And it is 24-23. We have to get this point so they can't go out on us if they get the ball back. So it is Callie back to serve for the Indians, 24-23. We are down one. And it is the Lady Knights receiving the serve. A big hit and off of Mara and out of bounds. And they take the first set, 25-23. So we'll take a little break and be back in just a little bit.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time.
From 8 to noon for the Fort Recovery
closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles in stock, ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Wayne IGA is stocked up with all kinds of fall decorations. They have large pots of mums in a variety of colors and decorative gourds, Indian corn, and small, large, and jumbo pumpkins. You don't need to go out of town to the big box stores to get great decorations at reasonable prices. It's all right here in town. So while you're stopping by to get your groceries, be sure to check out their great selection of attractive fall decorations. Wayne IGA, your hometown store with a whole lot more. Welcome back to the middle school gymnasium, I believe, here, junior high gymnasium at Crestview. And the Indians lose set number one, 25-23. Mara Pearson serves for the Lady Indians. That is up near the net. They push it across, but I think they're going to call a carry. Yep, she did push it over the net. I believe you're allowed to do that if you're above the net, and she was not. Well, I guess they're calling that on us. Something happened with us. So it is 1-0 for the Lady Knights. I missed that one completely. So that is played by us, hit over. They're going to have a big hit, and that is into their blockers and down on the Lady Knights' side. We're tied at one, and Callie Wendell will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. 1-1. And that is played by the Lady Knights. They're going to get it up near the front row. They're going to roll shot it over. And Kennedy will get it over here. Callie's going to bump it over. Their libero gets it over to the right side. And Indians have it still going. And Mara is going to get it across the net. They tip it right back. And we tip it right back to them and off their defender and backwards out of bounds. And our Indians lead 2-1. Last set, if you remember, we were leading 9-5, and they scored 10 straight points on us, and we're up 15-9, and we fought our way back to, I think we're up 21-20 at one time and could not finish it off. So that one is an ace serve for Cali, and it's 3-1 Indians. Let's get a big lead here for once. That one is played but hit backwards by the Lady Knights. I'm going to call that another ace serve for Cali, 2 in a row, and the Indians lead 4-1. Keep that going, Cali. They're having a little trouble with your serve, and let's just keep rolling. Let's get a number of points here and make them play catch-up. So it is Knights play it, and they get it. It's Kennedy setting it up for Tegan played somehow, and they get it back to us. Indians with a big hit, and Lures plays it. They get it back to us. Kennedy's setting it up for Tegan, and they block it back down on our side. So it's 4-2 in favor of the Lady Knights. Excuse me, in favor of the Lady Indians. And the Lady Knights will go back to serve. Abigail Kirikov, she will serve. Played by Mara. Kennedy sets it up for Guggenbiller. That's played by the Lady Knights. They'll set it up for the right side and into the block of Sage Luthold, and she puts it down on the Lady Knights' side, and Indians lead 5-2, and Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve. Let's see if we can get another set of points here. 2, 3, 4, 5 points here. We lead 5-2 right now. And nice serve played by the Lady Knights. Set up, man, a big hit by number one, Maggie Parent. She just crushed that off of Mara's hands and out of bounds. 5-3, and number 14, Addie Shank, will go back to serve for the Bishop Lures Lady Knights. And they will put it in there, and the Indians play it, and a big hit played by the Lady Knights, and Indians are fighting to get it across. Tegan with a big hit off of Rihanna Wallace and down on the Knights side, so it's 6-3, and it will be Tegan's turn to serve. Indians lead 6-3. Let's keep that lead and build on it. 6-3. Lady Indians lead here in set number two. We lost the first set 25-23. And she puts that one way out of bounds on the side, probably by 3 or 4 feet. She was trying to get it over in this corner because I believe they think that that particular young lady can't handle it as well. But it goes out of bounds. 6-4, and it will be Reese Roadhamel serving for the Lady Knights. And she puts it into the net. And the Indians now lead 7-4. And looks like we're going to have Megan Evers come in and serve. She generally does very good for us. She got several in that in a row here earlier today. So she'll good serve. They play it, but not very well. They're going to try to get it from the back row. They get it across to us, and we'll set it up for Mara on the right side. They get it set up here, and somehow they got it over the net, and they it's back over for the Indians, and it might have gone out of bounds. They tried the Lady Knights tried to save it, and it went off her hands and down and out of bounds. So there were some kids bouncing the volleyball off the wall. The official stopped play to get that straightened out. And Megan will serve again. They get it, tip it across on the second one. They're going to call a double hit. And that'll make it 9-4. And it will be Megan Evers back to serve again. 9-4. Indians, just keep this going. Get several more here, Megan. And played, but not very well. Goes off to the side, and it's 10-4 Indians. I'm kind of surprised they're not calling a timeout, but they're going to let play keep going. Our momentum is really rolling right now, and I appreciate them not calling a timeout. So it'll be Megan Evers going back to serve again. 10-4 Indians. And they'll put it out, and it's just out of bounds on the side. And it'll be 10-5. And the Lady Knights will serve, and it will be Grace Parent again. As I mentioned in the first set, she served 9 straight points and took them from behind to a comfortable lead. So now the Indians receive the serve, and we put a big smash down off of their defenders and off to the side, and the Indians with another point, 11-5, and Kennedy will go back to serve. And Paige Guggenbiller will come back in, along with Carly Niekamp in the front, and Mara Teagan in the back, Kennedy serving, and Callie. So that's played by the Lady Knights. It goes off the top of the net, and Indians play it. And it's coming here, and we'll tip it back off of their block. And Teagan will come up with a big hit, and it is just out of bounds on the side. And it is 11-6, and Kayla Smith, the libero, will go back to serve for the Lady Knights, the left-handed server. And she got several points for them earlier. And Kennedy sets it up for Teagan. And Indians play it. But somewhere along the line, they're calling a double hit on the Indians. That was fast and furious. I couldn't even see who had the ball, and much less a double hit. But that makes the score 11-7. And left-handed Smith will serve again. And Callie, Kennedy, Mara, off of their middle row and out of bounds behind her, and it is 12-7, and Mara will serve again. Indians 12, Bishop Lures Lady Knights 7, 5-point lead for the Indians, and they'll play it, and they tip it over. We just get to it, and Kennedy will put it over on the second one. On the second hit, and they were able to play it, and it'll be a big smash. They play that off to the left side. They tip it over our blockers, but we get it. They put it back over on our side. Kennedy got a hand on it, but nobody could get to it, and it is 12-8, and Maggie Parent will go back to serve for the Lady Knights, trailing 12-8. That's played by Callie. And Carly with a huge hit again. She's had several of those. They get her set up just right, and she just drilled that. 13-8 now. Indians back to a 5-point lead, and Callie will go back to serve. And The Lady Knights play it. They tip it over our blockers. We play it. Tally sets it up for Tegan. And nice save by the libero. But the front line could not play it. They should have, did not. And it is 14-8, Lady Indians. And the Lady Knights will take a timeout, and we'll take one with them. We'll be back in just a moment.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back. Indians lead in set number two, 14-8. Callie Wendell serving. That's received. Goes to the front row. Going over to the left side. A big hit played by Mara to over to Tegan. She puts it down off of one of the defenders on the Lady Knights side, and it is 15-8, and Callie will serve again. Callie with a nice hit, and off the receiver's hand, and out of bounds, and it's 16-8. Indians have all the momentum right now in this set number two after losing the first set 25-23. Callie received by the Lady Knights. A big hit and blocked by our Indians, and back down on the Knights' side. It is 17-8, and Callie serves again. This is exactly what we needed. Completely changed the momentum. Everything is on the Indians' side, and that's a tough one, but they do receive it. And a big hit. We play it. Callie will set it up for Grace, and Paige Guggenbiller, and just does not quite get it across the net. 17-9 now, and number 15, Abigail Kirikov, will serve for the Lady Knights. Callie to Kennedy to Sage. They play it. They're going to try to get it there in the center. They roll shot it over. Kennedy setting it up for the left side. Grace Guggenbiller, and she says it's just out. It was very close to that line. So that is another point for the Lady Knights, 17-10. And we need to break the service and stop that momentum. So it'll be the Lady Knights. It was number 15, Kirikov, serving one way out of bounds on the side. Almost hit Coach Guggenbiller. And it is 18-10. And it will be Kayla Heitkamp coming in to serve for the Lady Indians. 8-point lead. Let's just start walking away with it. And that is played by the Knights. They're struggling a little. It's going to get roll shot across. Kayla sets it up for Sage, and she hits it, almost hits the back wall. She did not get down enough on that one. So it is 18-11, and Addie Shank will now serve for the Lady Knights, number 14. She puts it across. Callie to Kayla to Sage. And wow, Sage Luthold with another just big-time smash. She and Carly Niekamp have had some really, really good ones today. Other girls have done very well, too. But so it'll be Tegan Fortkamp back to serve. 19-11, Indians lead by 8. And that's a great serve. That one is off of one defender and the second defender, and up here beside us here at the table, and it is 20-11, and Tegan will serve again. Coach Guggenbiller has a person he wants her to hit it to, and that's probably who it was. The libero has not has not played those knuckleball serves well at all. And that one was another one, another ace. And that's another timeout for the Lady Knights. Indians lead 21-11 here in set number two. Back in just a moment.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Welcome back to the middle school here at Crestview, Lady Knights Invitational. We are in set number two. Indians lead 21-11. We lost the first set 25-23. We need to get this to three sets and take this victory and see how this the rest of this day comes out. So timeout's over, and Tegan will serve again for our Lady Indians, leading by 10. And another great serve. That one's coming up here to me. And another ace serve for Tegan. That rocket serve with a little bit of a knuckleball drop to it. They are not handling it well, especially the right-hand side of the back line here for the Lady Knights. And here we come again. And they get that one up. It's going to be roll shot across. And the Indians don't handle that one. Just a misplay. That wasn't a great hit by the Lady Knights, but it was effective. So it's 22-12. And Reese Roadhamel will serve for the Lady Knights, down by 10. That'll be received by the Indians. Kennedy gets it up. That'll get... Well, they called that four hits, but two of them, but Tegan and Callie hit it at the same time, just as if it was in the front row, if two of them hit it. So they get that straightened out, and it's going to be a do-over. So it's 22-12, and Roadham will go back to serve again on the do-over. That's a nice serve, and... Both of them kind of hit it again, but they both hit it down into the ground, Tegan and Callie. And it's 20-13. Roadhamel will serve again. We need to get ourselves under control here on these serves. And Kennedy plays this one, and it's set up for Sage Luthold with another big smash. Man, has she done well today. She just crunched that one down on their side. And now Megan Evers go back to serve for the Indians, 23-13. Two serves, and we are going to set number three. Let's go, Megan. Her serves have been a little tough for them. They do play this one. Have to hustle to get to it again. They're going to have to roll shot it over. Tegan will set it up to the front with Kayla and gets it to Mara. She tips it over. Indians play it. They get it back on the first hit, and we smash it over to them. They're going to try to get to it and cannot. It's now 24-13, and Megan Evers will serve set point. That would tie us at two sets each, 24-13 the score right now. Megan's ready. Get it over. They get it out of control, but up to the front, and Indians play it, and... A desperation dive by Megan Evers to get under the ball. It goes up, hits the top of the net, and falls down on their side. And that makes it 25-13. They took the score off pretty quickly, but I believe it's 25-13. The Indians take set number two. That'll take us to a third set, third and final set. And we'll be back in just a little bit.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Site Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsight Streets.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still bake you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When a cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief, and if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacists can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and your family from the risk you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't just depend on anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to the middle school gym here at Crestview, where the Lady Indians and the Lady Knights of Bishop Lures out of Fort Wayne go to a third and deciding set here. The winner, the next game here will be Salina versus Norwalk St. Paul. And then the following game would be the loser of this game, followed by the winner of this game, playing whoever comes out of the other bracket. So if we lose, we will have one more game in between our next one. We played two straight. And if we win, we would have two matches where we could have a breather and get a little rest. So here we go with set number three, the deciding set here in this match, and Mara Pearson will serve with her toss-up serve, and they play it, and they're setting it up, and they get it to number 14, Addie Shank, with a big smash right in the middle of the court, and that'll give Bishop Lures a 1-0 lead, and Maggie Parent will go back to serve, and that is played by Carly, Kennedy, Tegan. And the Lady Knights play it back to us. Kennedy, Page, and cannot get it across. It's 2-0 lead for the Lady Knights. And Parent, Maggie Parent, will go back to serve again. Indians want to get this game here so we can win this set and keep on moving in the tournament. And the Lady Knights play it, but can't get it back across the net. So it's 2-1. And Callie Wendell will serve for our Lady Indians, down 2-1. Her first serve played by the Lady Knights. They get it back to the middle of the court. They bump it across. Kennedy will set it for Sage. Another killer smash. Man, she just has a knack for getting it exactly where they are not and hitting it hard. 2-2. And Callie will try to get the Indians ahead on this serve. And it's just played by the Lady Knights. And Kennedy will back set it for Guggenbiller. And that will fall on the Lady Knights side. 3-2 lead for the Indians. Let's keep on rolling here. Go, Callie. Indians are down 2-0. We've scored three straight here. Callie with a couple of points on serves. They play this one up near the net. They put it across on the second one, but we flip it right back. They're setting it up for the left side. Callie with a nice save. Kennedy setting it up for Guggenbiller. And off the blocker. And 4-2, Indians. And Callie gets to serve again. I'd be okay if she serves the next 21 points. Probably will not happen. Callie back to serve again. 4-2, Indians. That's played by the Lady Knights. They'll roll shot it across. Played by the Indians. Put it across on the second one, but they're going to say a lift. 4-3, Indians lead. And Abigail Kirikov will go back to serve for the Lady Knights. Good serve. Dug by Callie. And Sage with another smash. This time into their blockers and down on their side. Usually she doesn't even bother with the blockers, just puts it right on down on the floor. But this time she got the blockers to have their hands set wrong. 5-3, Indians. Kayla Heitkamp serving. And that's an ace serve, barely played by the receiver. And off the hands and down on their side. 6-3, and Kayla will serve again. Another nice serve, and the libero hit it straight to her left and hit her coach. That'll be 7-3, Indians, and Kayla will serve again. So after struggling a bit in the first set, losing 25-23, kept coming back, we've played much better. They receive it, and a big hit from the left side, but we step aside, and it goes just out of bounds. So it's 7-4. Nope, I guess they called it in. I thought she called it out. So I looked at that wrong. It's my fault. 7-4, and they are serving, and Indians with a big smash by Tegan, but it goes a little out of bounds on the side, so it's 7-5. And Addie Shank will serve again for the Lady Knights. Indians want to get the serve back. And it'll be Tegan over to Kennedy, blocked back by the Lady Knights. Mara from the back row setting it up, and the Indians block it, going backwards for the Lady Knights, but they're going to get it across. Mara to Kayla to Sage, and another big smash again off the hands of the defenders, and it's 8-4. Sage with another nice crunch. Sage Luthold having a game here today. Tegan Fortkamp will serve for the Indians, 8-5 lead. This is about where we started pulling away from them. They're struggling with a little bit with the serve, but they get it. And they're going to call a double hit on the set for the Lady Knights. And it'll be 9-5, and Tegan will serve again. We're in set number 2. Indians lost the first set, 25-23, won the second set, 25-13. Tegan with a serve. That rocket serve just touches the net, and they play it. And it'll be Callie setting it for Kennedy. And Kennedy gets it across, played by the libero. She'll roll shot it across, and Kayla and Mara with a smash. They're going to set it for the left side. Off that hit the antenna. That was off our blockers and out of bounds, but it hit the antenna. So it is 10-5. Okay, they're going to have a discussion. Nope. The officials were kind of discussing whether it hit the antenna first before it hit us, or it hit the antenna after it hit us, and they decided that was it. So then we serve the next serve just out of bounds, slightly long. And so it'll be number 12, Reese Roadham, will back to serve for the Lady Knights. Indians lead 6-10 here in set number 3. And, okay, so after that hit to the antenna, they're re-tightening it here. The official over there taking care of it. Looks like it's all ready to go now. And Roadhamel will serve. Lady Knights down 4 to our Lady Indians here in set number 3. Callie, Kayla, Tegan, and down on the Lady Knights side. A nice hit from about 5 feet back. And Lady Indians 11-6 now. And it'll be Evers back to serve for Lady Indians. Megan serve. They play it. Going to go to the left side. A big smash off of our blockers and down on our side. So it's 11-6. Nice smash there by the Lady Knights. I believe that was number 8, Grace Parent. And she will go back to serve now. 11-7, Indians. Grace Parent with the serve. Tegan, Kayla, set up for Kennedy. Played by the Lady Knights. And gets over to our side. We get it back over to them. And Callie to Kayla. Kennedy with a big hit. And they play it from the back row. They're going to big smash. And Indians tip it back over. And they tip it back to us. And we cannot get it to come up where we can play it. Unfortunate there. 11-8. And Grace Parent will go back to serve again. Thought we had them a couple of times, and they were able to play it through. And they hit that 4 or 5 feet out of bounds on the left side. And it'll be 12-8, back to a four-point lead for the Indians. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to try to get a bunch of points here for our Indians, leading by 4. Set number 3. And that one is, she tried to get that just over the net, and it did not make it. 12-9. And it'll be the left-handed Kayla Smith going back to serve the libero for the Lady Knights. She'll serve from the right side this time. She had been serving from the left side. She'll serve from the right side. That's played not real well, but we get it to where we can play it and get it back over to them. They're going to roll shot it over, and Mara will get it over, and it goes just about a foot long out of bounds. So it's 12-10. The Lady Knights are trying to make a comeback here. And it'll be Kayla Smith again serving for them. And they're going to make a switch out for Grace Parent. Looks like she's hobbling a little bit. I was wondering why they're going to take her out. Alexa Vasquez, they're losing about a foot of height. Ooh, Indians just didn't play it well but got it across. And a big hit. Man, what a nice set. Maggie Parent for, I believe that was number 15, Abigail Kirchhoff, just smashed it down on our side. It's 12-11. Indians need to break this serve. Kayla Smith back to serve, left-handed again, from the right-hand side again. And that is Callie Kennedy for Mara. They play it, setting it up for the left side again. And we play that. Tegan going to set it for Mara. She'll get it across. Lady Knights play it, and they tip it across over our defenders, and we get it down and inbounds. I thought it might be. It was really close. I couldn't tell if it was in or out. She and the other official were very, very close to it, saying in, and it'll be Mara Pearson serve. Indians lead 13-11. Nice little comeback there for the Bishop Lures Lady Knights. And Mara will put one in the net. That's two serves in a row that we've put right straight into the net. Still, you know, high risk, high reward. If that goes across, it's really tough for them to play, but they do. So it'll be Maggie Parent this time serving. And Indians struggle with the serve, but get it across. They're setting it up for the left side again. And it goes way out of bounds, Abigail Kirchhoff. And it's 14-12. And it'll be Callie Wendell going back to serve for our Lady Indians. We have Guggenbiller, Luthold in the front. We'll get to that in a minute. And we bump, we get it across. They struggle with it and cannot play it. 15-12 Indians. Tegan, Sage, and Paige in the front, Kennedy, Mara, and Callie in the back. Callie with a great serve, and they just barely get it going up to where they can play it. Indians fighting a little bit with theirs, too. This is going to be set up for the left side again and played. Good save by Callie and set it up for Tegan, and she hits it long. So 15-13 now, and it will be Abigail Kirchhoff going back to serve, and Grace Parent is back in. I saw her go out in the hall for a moment. Not sure what that was about, but she's back in. And we get it with a big hit, but they block it back on our side, and it's 15-14. And it will be Kirchhoff again. Indians only up one now. We need to get this, need to break the serve here. We get the side out. Callie Kennedy sets it up for Sage Leufold, and another crush. They did get their hand on it, but man, she has just been killing it. She just has that knack for hitting it exactly where it needs to be today. That is really, really good. So it'll be 16-14 Indians, and Kayla Heitkamp will serve. Set number three, tied at one. And we hit another one into the net. Man, that's three in a row, I believe we've done, or three out of the last four. Our first serve goes right into the net. So it's 16-15. And Addie Schenck will go back and serve for the Lady Knights. And it'll be set up for Sage. They did play that one. And it'll be Tegan. And
operated is a family-owned and operated business.
They play it back. They tried to set it to their front. They put it right where Sage Leufold was, and she got that one to hit the floor. That was a shot. The other one she hit was a shot, but they played that one. They were able to dig that one out. It's now 17-15, and Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve. Hopefully not into the net like we've done the last three serves. 17-15. And that is a good serve. They're struggling to get it, and they're going to get it across. Indians will set it up, and we're going to have to roll shot it. Nobody was where they needed to be, and it'll be set up for the left side. A big hit. Callie with a save, and it'll be Sage again. Not the big hit, but and they play it, and it'll be Callie and Sage again, and it is right in front of the flag official. And another blast by Sage Leufold. Man, she is just killing it today. 18-15 Indians, and Tegan will go back to serve again. Let's just get seven in a row here. That'll be to the libero. She can't play it and hits it over to the to her right out of bounds. And it is 19-15, and they're taking a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fortkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will...
Sorry, Susie, we're interrupting you so your daughter can serve. And Indians lead 19-15 here in set number three. And played by the libero. And they tip it across over our blockers, but we play it. And Tegan with a shot. And it'll go off of their defender. And down on their side, 20-15, Indians. And Tegan back to serve again. The winner will have a couple of sets or a couple of match break before they play again. Oh, man. Oh, Number one, Maggie Parent set that up for Rihanna Wallace, only a freshman, and she pounded that down on our side. No chance to play that. 2016. Rhode Hemel back to serve, and she puts it into the net. Now it's 21-16. Indians with a 5-point lead, and Megan Evers will go back to serve again. Let's get four and walk away with this victory. Megan will serve. Just hits the top of the net. They do play it, and it'll be a big hit. Indians block it, and back on their side. We tip it over. They blocked it back to us. We tip it over and falls right behind their defenders, and it's 22-16. And Megan Evers will serve again. Indians with a 6-point lead here late in this third and final set. Megan Evers ready to serve. And it goes to the left side. And the defender tried to get out of the way, and she was standing on the line, and it hit her foot. So she played that, and it's 23-16. And she's not happy about how that happened. And Megan will do that again. And to the libero, and she can't play it again. I believe that's three ace serves for Megan here in in the tail end of this contest, and I hope this is it. 24-16, match point for the Indians. And it'll be Megan Evers serving, we hope, one last time here in this match. And the libero hits it, and she cannot do it. And that, I believe, is four aces to end this contest. 24-16, I believe. 25-16, I believe it was. And Indians come away victorious. So the Indians will play. Let me make sure I'm getting this correct. We will play the winner of the next match, but that will be Salina versus Norwalk St. Paul is the next match, and the loser here, that is Bishop Lures, will play the loser of this next match right after that. So there will be a two-match break in between. So it will be, it's 1 o'clock now. It will probably be 2:30-ish before we will be back on the air. Let's take a little break, and I'll come back and kind of wrap up what's happened so far today. So let's finish up the Fort Camp excavating commercial and another one so I can breathe a little bit, and then we'll figure it out.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Do you have a party coming up and you're looking for something fun to do? Call Miracle Lanes now at 375-4274. Whether it's a kid's party, an anniversary, a company party, mom's birthday, or just because, call Miracle Lanes and reserve your lanes for your party. They have special pricing for parties and great food for your guests. Whether it's a large group or just a few of you getting together, call Miracle Lanes now and reserve your spot on their calendar. And they're taking reservations now for holiday parties. Make Miracle Lanes your party headquarters. Call them at 375-4274 and let them do all the work.
Welcome back. And again, the Indians take set number three. 25-16, lost the first set, 25-23, pretty much dominated the second set, 25-13, and it was back and forth, fairly close. I think we were ahead maybe 18-16, and if I'm remembering correctly, then we got the point, and I think Megan Evers served out with 5 points. I know she served out with four, and at least three, and I believe all four were aces. Found a weak spot in the receiving side of for Bishop Lures. So Bishop Lures will play in now the next match is going to be Salina versus Norwalk St. Paul, and the winner of that, the loser of that will play Bishop Lures. The winner of that match will play Fort Recovery in not this match or the next one, but the one after that. So there's a two-match break here for our Indians by virtue of winning that last match. And we'll see how we can turn out in this big extravaganza here at Crestview with a bunch of really good teams, all from two from Indiana, from all around Ohio, including St. Henry, Salina, and us from Mercer County. Got my note here. So there's Crestview, Bishop Lures, Fort Recovery, Ottawa Glandorf, Belmont out of Decatur, Salina, St. Henry, and Norwalk St. Paul. So there's some pretty good teams in this, and the Indians are looking to keep on rolling here. So we'll take a break. It'll be probably 2:30-ish, probably later than that, before we're back here. There's two matches that have to get played, and then it'll be our turn. So thanks for listening.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.